And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning to you right around the country. Nice to have your company during the hour that is dedicated to your health and well-being. Yes, it is the House of Wellness, beaming into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, and our lines are open right across the country. It's the same number, 131-873. Ed Phillips here with you, sitting across from a very chirpy Gerald Quigley this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Ed.
Nice to have you with us in our Sydney studios, laughing at our chilly conditions, the delightful Daily Edition Sally Obermeyer. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, boys.
Sally.
Now, Sydney was like a balmy 31, 32 yesterday, and I flew down to Melbourne to be confronted by single digits. And I think I was wearing two hoodies at one point. But I love the country so big. There was snow in the Alps. There was heat. There was drought. There was rains. We've got the works, haven't we?
And we may have that in Melbourne today.
Yeah, it's a standard afternoon,
standard
isn't it?
Four seasons in one day.
Now, Sally, don't be unkind. You know, it's really. But you sleep better when it's cooler.
Yes, that's true.
That is true. You also eat more, which is why I like it.
Oh yes. Well, what are we going to eat? Can you do something nutritious and delicious for us this hour?
Definitely. Today, I think I'm going to do a pad thai. It's a kind of a healthy spin because traditionally pad thai is laden with kind of unhealthy fats, and it's full of sort of hidden sugars. Yeah. So I've got a healthy spin on this yummy Asian classic. It's got lots of ginger and soy and all that beautiful lime juice. You'll still have a kind of a very clean version of a satay sauce. And let me tell you, when you eat it, you don't know the difference, but it is one of those ones where you can eat as much as you want without feeling guilty.
Oh good. And with mashed potato on the side.
No, Gerald, you don't need mash on everything. Eat as much as you want. I like the sound of that. Hey, while we're doing our hellos, everybody, I want to send a special hello to one of our big fans, the lovely Dot Pierce, who is a sprightly 95.
Oh, good on you, Dot.
She lives at the Garrison Retirement Village in Sydney. Her daughter Deb, who I see, says she's the most beautiful mum and a great cook and always catches the show. So, Dot, good morning to you.
Yes. Hello,
this
Dot.
Could be Sally when she's 95.
Oh, I wish. That would be nice. Something to look forward to. Hi, Dot. Good morning.
We are here, our panel of experts, to take your calls. And it can be about anything health-related. It can be diet-related. Queries about your scripts, perhaps. Gerald is here, a medical herbalist indeed, with tons of experience as a pharmacist as well. We're going to cover something really important to 1.7-plus million Australians. Chronic kidney disease. Now, we've hit spring. We always think about doing maybe a nice spring clean for our house. Maybe not such a bad idea for our bodies as well, if we're going to look at some sort of a detox too, Gerald?
Look, all of these things are important, Ed. And the disturbing part about kidneys is we just take them for granted. Mm. And we'll have a very brief word on livers later on. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking pate here. but our kidneys are there, and often we don't realise until it's too far down the track that something's not quite right. And there are some frightening statistics, like 1 in 3 Australians are at risk of chronic kidney disease.
Okay.
And we just use that term and those numbers fairly loosely. That's a lot of people.
And something to be wary of too, Sal. I mean, they're such filterers, our kidneys.
Completely.
If you've had courses of vitamins, treatments such as yourself, you've got to be wary and be conscious of your kidneys.
The kidneys are under a lot of pressure, I think. You know, think about how much they need to flush out, like then the more you can help your liver and your kidney do what they need to do, the better they'll be. You know, so sometimes I always think it's nice to take the pressure off. We're talking about spring clean. Sometimes it's nice to have a spring clean for your body. Do, you know, maybe like a couple of weeks of plant-based food if you can.
Just kind
of
drink more water, Sal.
Drink more water, absolutely. Yeah. Have a couple of days off. You know, I know everyone's big on meat-free Monday. Maybe roll it out to 2 or 3 days of meat-free. Go on to the lighter things like your fish and you know, maybe more like your legumes, and just give your body a bit of a rest. Let it kind of reset itself.
Yeah, nice ideas. In fact, we'll chat with Dr. Shilpa Jasudasan coming up shortly. She's the clinical director of Health Australia, and the astonishing rates of undiagnosed kidney disease really are something we need to highlight at the moment. And there's also some new treatments coming through too that we'll find out more about. By the way, in addition to that, currently 2 out of every 3 Aussie adults are either overweight or obese. And, of course, if you've ever tried to lose a few kilos, you know it can be pretty difficult sometimes. We're going to discuss some weight loss options as well with dietitian and exercise physiologist Joanne Turner a little bit later on in the show. All our callers, by the way, 131873, who get through on air, are in the running to win a very timely $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher to go and spend at any of the stores around the country. And Gerald will anoint one lucky caller.
How lucky am I to be able to do that?
Have the power. Mm. Let's grab our first call. Mary is in Donvale this morning. Hello, nice to be with you on the House of Wellness, Mary.
Thank you. Good morning.
How can we help you, Mary?
How can we help?
I'm bringing for my sister. Mm-hmm. She's on a PAFA. She's got a little bit of cough. She took a lot of cough mixture. Mm-hmm. But she's got a lot of phlegm.
Okay. Mary, if you could just write down on a little piece of paper for her, ivy leaf extract. Three words, ivy leaf extract.
Ivy,
like the plant like your friend's name. Ivy leaf extract. Now, that's a herb which is designed to break up mucus very quickly and also to help her easier to breathe.
Yeah.
So it has two functions. And there is a German extract of that, which is just magnificent. And add to that a nasal washout, which is isotonic saline, Mary, because often muck going down the back of the throat causes a cough which just doesn't seem to resolve. Uh-huh. So those two things today.
Tell me about this nasal wash. We've all got a mouthful of water swimming in the pool, and you don't want it to ever go down your nose. Is this a little bit different?
Yes, it is. Now, we're talking here about a solution which buffers and soothes the very delicate nasal tissue we have in our nose, which is always coated with a layer of protective mucus. But when that builds up, or when it's actually swept away by the body's constant effort to keep it clean, it can cause a cough. Mm. So if you soothe that, those of us that have dogs, a healthy dog has a wet nose.
Yeah.
Now, we try and dry ours up, but we've got to keep the area moist and functional.
You've got a nice blocked nose, Sally.
I do. I know. I've had a bit of a rough week with a sleeping or a non-sleeping toddler, I should say. And it's funny how if you don't get enough sleep, suddenly, your body can tip over and suddenly I've got a cold.
Yeah, funny but not funny, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hilarious.
With spring ramping up too, on our TV version of the House of Wellness from midday today, check your local guides through South Australia and WA as well. We're having a look at all these spring allergies that tend to ramp up. We've got some good tips coming up on how to avoid them all.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty to come across the course of the hour. Love your company. 131873 is our number. Let's grab one more call before the break. Laurie is in Coburg, Victoria this morning. Hi, Laurie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Laurie.
I've had a kidney stone detected initially through an ultrasound for another symptom.
Lucky you, Laurie.
It's been diagnosed or seen on a CT scan last Friday. Friday, the week before. Mm-hmm. And went saw the specialist, and he's now sent me in for an X-ray, which I had yesterday, and that's ruled out the uric acid stone.
Yes.
And it looks like a calcium stone. So
which is the most, which is a very common one, Laurie.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going back to the specialist in 6 months' time, which is a bit silly. I'm going to my GP in a week's time after I have a 24-hour urine test and blood test to determine what type of stone it is.
Okay.
And my next step is what? Is it diet or...
Well, you may just have, Laurie, a predisposition to these sorts of stones. Now, you can help get rid of that and stop any further formation with vitamin K2, which is the specific way for calcium build-up either around the heart or in places like kidneys.
Right.
So there's you just buy that as a capsule. It's a 180 microgram, MCG, as in the footy, microgram dose once a day.
Do I get it through food?
No, unless you have about 1.5 bucketfuls of camembert cheese a day. Now, that would be
that
fun.
That sounds
Laurie.
Good, though.
Going up somewhat.
It would, would be fun, but no, you just take that as a capsule, and what that does is prevent calcium buildup, and also what we call oxalate-rich foods.
Chocolate and spinach and
All those things, celery.
Good things I enjoy.
But they tend to have a lot of calcium oxalate, which in fact can cause a buildup of the stones in some individuals, of which you might be one.
Mm.
Okay, and the other thing is it's low-dose folic acid, Laurie, so it's a 0.5 milligram, just once a day.
All right, Laurie, we've got very you topped simple. Up there with
thank
some great
you,
options.
Thank
one,
you very much.
Good pleasure. On you, mate. You're so welcome. Hope you stay healthy and happy, and let us know how you go. 131873 is our number. This is the House of Wellness. Back with more in just a sec.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, as you may know, the heart's one of the most active tissues in the body. That makes sense, right? But did you know that your heart requires an adequate supply of coenzyme Q10 for its heart health? Well, Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10 from Chemist Warehouse assists in maintaining a healthy cardiovascular system and may also assist in healthy heart function. On average, by the way, the heart beats, say, 80 times per minute. That becomes 4,800 times per hour and 115,000 beats per day. Over 80 years, that's over 3 billion beats. Well, you can get Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10, 150 milligram, 100 caps, for only $21.44 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, of course, and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed. Great to have your company. This is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here with you, along with Gerald Quigley, Sally Obermater. Some really sad stats here, guys. Rather confronting ones. Every day we lose over 50 people in Australia due to chronic kidney disease every day, and the condition affects around 1.7 million Aussies. An astonishing 90% of sufferers, though, are unaware they have the condition until it's too late. Well, across this month, Aussies from all walks of life have been uniting on foot for the Big Red Kidney Walks to raise awareness and money to support people living with kidney disease and help their families out, and people also at risk of developing kidney disease. And we thought we'd find out a little bit more from Dr. Shilpa Jasudasan, who's the Kidney Health Australia's Clinical Director. Nice to have you with us, Doc.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, we've got two very hardworking, important little kidneys. What do they do?
They really are the workhorses of our body. So we've got two kidneys. They filter up to 180 litres of your blood every day. And they are the filtering units of the body. They get rid of all of the waste and the toxins that we don't need. They keep in all of the good stuff, the salts, the chemicals, the proteins, and the water that we do need. And they do a whole host of other things that people don't even realise that affect almost every other organ system in the body. Wow. So they have an impact on bones, on your heart health, on your blood cells, on anemia, a whole host of other things. Without good kidney function, you really can't stay healthy. And even very early kidney disease can have an impact on lots of different parts of the body.
So kidneys do lots of work for everyone else without getting the cure. I'm sort of like the kidney of this team.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Chopper, just ignore that, please.
I don't know about that. I don't hear the kidney talking about how good it is all the time.
If you're saying you're the unsung hero, I would agree.
Oh, Doc, things were going so well till then. Doc, can I ask you, what are the causes of kidney disease?
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I started in my medical practice, it was conditions such as nephritis, so immune conditions affecting the kidney, in particular, a disease called IgA nephropathy. But actually, over the last 20 years, diabetes has overtaken as the top cause of kidney disease in this country and in many other places around the world. So we've got a diabetes epidemic, as you guys know, and we are really struggling with the effects of diabetes on many organ systems, but particularly the kidneys. There's a whole host of other causes of kidney disease as well, immune diseases, a whole variety of them. They're all slightly different. As well as genetic diseases, congenital disorders, high blood pressure, and some other less common, in fact, sometimes quite rare conditions as well.
Shilpa, for those listening to us this morning, how do they know how healthy their kidneys are? So what might be the first little thing that might trigger a person's brain to say, do you know, I need to go and chat with my doctor because of A, B, or C?
Well, you know what? I hope the first thing that triggers them is the conversation that we're having today, because if they wait to have symptoms, it's
too late.
It's far too late. So the real take-home message is you can lose up to 90% of your kidney function and not have any symptoms.
Wow.
And back pain, I commonly have people come in and ask about back pain. Back pain is not a feature of kidney disease. So, that's a really important thing. The thing that people can do to see if they're at risk of kidney disease is to hop online to the Kidney Health Australia website.
Yes.
We have a fantastic online test that you can take. It just takes a couple of minutes.
Yeah. I've done that, Jopa. It's very good.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? And it
takes
you through all the risk factors for kidney disease, all the common risk factors for chronic kidney disease, and then directs you as to what to do next, whether you need to go and see your GP, and then have the follow-up, which is to have a health checkup, a blood test, check the percentage of kidney function, and a urine test to make sure you don't have blood and protein in your urine. And those things all should be done in conjunction with your GP, because we have early stage chronic kidney disease absolutely ravaging our community. One in three Australians are at risk.
Wow. Doc, what treatments are available if somebody did have kidney disease?
Well, I put the treatments into the general measures that someone can take to protect their kidneys, and then the specific measures depending on what disease they have. So certain kidney diseases have got very specific treatments, certain drugs, other treatments that need to be used. But in general, all patients with chronic kidney disease can do a few things to help the kidneys try and recover and at least not deteriorate as quickly. So the first thing is to have a healthy lifestyle as you can, keeping your weight under control. If you're smoking, stop smoking. If you've got diabetes, get your diabetes under control. Have a low-salt, healthier diet. Stay away from all those sugary drinks and focus on having water. Be active and really take care of the general of your general health. And that's often really hard to do, and we understand that. And then there are medications that can help as well, particularly around keeping blood pressure under good control.
Sure.
If you can get your blood pressure under control, kidney disease, the rate of decline can slow down. So these are all important general things, and they're not, and you notice it's not just specific to kidney disease. You could be having the same conversation with someone who's got diabetes or heart disease.
Uh-huh.
So we work very closely with the other disease groups because our messaging about general measures for health is identical.
I think it's called a healthy lifestyle, Shilpa, and we talk about it most Sundays, and it's something that we just tend to often ignore, but it is so basic. What about kidney stones, Shilpa? Do they play a role in kidney disease?
Look, they can be a cause of chronic kidney disease, absolutely, particularly if they're if people have had multiple stones and they've been blocking up the urinary tract.
Sure.
But more commonly, people have a kidney stone, and this is a situation where there is pain. You can't pass a kidney stone and not really know about it. Anyone who's had a kidney stone will know the terrible pain and discomfort that causes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, 1 in 8 Australians are actually at risk of kidney stones and or will have had a kidney stone at some stage, and men much, much more commonly than women. And the predisposing factors are quite complicated. We don't really know what causes kidney stones all the time. Sometimes there are certain genetic conditions, having infections, certain medications can predispose. But one of the common themes is having a very concentrated urine. If people aren't drinking enough water, whatever it is, whichever mineral it is that their stones are that are causing stones, will crystallise, will precipitate in a concentrated urine. You get one crystal, then another crystal comes along and builds on that, and before you know it, you've got a kidney stone. So we do recommend water for patients with kidney stones as one of the key treatments.
All right, Doctor. Well, one of the big features of this month have been the Big Red Kidney Walks. Perth, Adelaide, Sydney and Melbourne have all had theirs. Brisbane, it's your turn today. You're doing the trek around the Rocks Riverside Park today. So if you'd like some more details, have a look at our website. And you mentioned yours for the Kidney Health Australia's site. What is that again? Can I just ask you?
Yes, so Kidney Health Australia,
kidney.org.au,
and the Big Red Kidney Walks are bigredkidneywalk.org.au, because we've got a few more coming up around the country
over
the next month.
We will channel everyone there for those.
That'd be fantastic. We've got lots of information about kidney disease there.
Great. We've got to run. Appreciate your time this morning, Doctor.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Yeah, lovely to speak with you, Dr. Shilpa Jasudasen there. Let's take a little break. This is the House of Wellness. More coming up with your calls too. 131-873 is our number right around the country.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Now, would you like the benefits of apple cider vinegar minus the awful taste? Yes, I've heard it can be a bit yucko. Well, try the BioGlan apple cider vinegar capsules from Chemist Warehouse. They're made from naturally fermented apple cider vinegar, and it contains acetic acid, which has been known to assist and support digestive vitality. Right now, you can pick up the BioGlan apple cider vinegar 90 tablets for just $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. So head on into Chemist Warehouse today. You can get all the benefits of apple cider vinegar minus the awful taste. Win-win. Always read the label. Use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day. Have a look at our website, by the way, houseofwellness.com.au. You can reach Gerald that way. There's an Ask tab at the top of the header page. You can listen to us online from anywhere around the country, around the world. You can watch back episodes of the TV version of House of Wellness as well. There's great recipes. We've got one from Sal coming up in just a sec. And plenty of good stuff to keep you healthy and happy. We've got a quick one from Judy, who's in Nunawading first up. Hi, Judy.
Hello, Gerald.
Hello, Judy. I'm here with my friends this morning. Judy, how can we help you?
Saying good morning to all.
Good morning. Oh,
good on you. Well done. How can we help?
Gerald, just confirming that your listeners do take notice, I was in my car driving on Sunday with congestion. I still have a little bit. And I heard you promoting the the product for the chesty cough relief.
The ivy leaf, yes.
Yeah, I did stop and go into Chemist Warehouse and got that, and also the nasal relief. And on upon looking at the bottle, I see where it says contains ethanol, which made me sit down and Google ethanol because I thought, well,
Are we talking about the cough mixture, Judy?
Yeah, the Profpan drops.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did a little bit of a panic. I thought, I'm not taking fuel because...
No.
So I sat down and I Googled it and realised the source of ethanol, how it is made. And I have been using it. And I do relish and thank you for your advice. I think.
Oh, lovely.
Judy, sometimes there are little traces of things in there which have to be so-called declared. But you can be reassured in Australia that, registered medicines come with huge safety procedures in place. So never, ever, ever would something that certainly I talk about ever cause potential issues. So, thank you. And I hope you can throw the remnants off very quickly. It's a bit hard when the weather's changing so much in Melbourne.
Exactly.
But thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
There goes unlettered Judy from Nunawading. 131873. Elizabeth's in Boronia. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I would like to say thank you to Gerald.
Ooh.
Gerald, you spoke to a lady last week. She had very dry skin on her hands. It was peeling. Her skin was sore. And I'm sitting up in bed thinking those are the exact same symptoms that I have with my hands, and it's medication-induced. I went to Chemist Warehouse and I got a cream with urea
10%
in it.
Good.
And I've been using it since Tuesday, and Gerald, my hands are much softer. The peeling has stopped.
Good.
The pain is not as bad. I reckon I'm 75% better today than I was last Sunday.
Well done.
It
is a simple solution, Elizabeth, because it actually strengthens the underlying structure. So as that top layer peels off for whatever reason, you've got good healthy skin coming through underneath. So
wonderful.
Well done. Good for gardeners' hands, especially.
Yeah, right.
So for gardeners who tend to get cracks and things, this is brilliant.
I tell you what, our experts, you're on the job. You're not just here because you're so good looking.
It also works. Gerald, I took your advice as well because I am always, at the moment, deep into working on the next cookbook. So I'm always washing. I've got plates and pots and pans. Yeah. My hands are always in the water. So they do. They become dry and cracked, and it has made a huge difference. So
it tells me you just sit in front of a TV screen and smile.
Oh. That's my other job.
You really do. You were. Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Because I do find lots of all that sort of washing liquid in your in and like all day.
Of course.
You do. Your hands are in terrible nick then at the end. Mm. So, yeah, I actually would like to jump on that bandwagon too. And
well,
just say
you're very
I've
kind. That's
been.
Why Philippa's hands are always soft, because actually it's me who does the cleaning up.
Smart lady.
Oh, dear. You've been cleaning up for decades. You're fine. What about we keep you in the kitchen with some cooking ideas, Sal, and we're going to do something along the pad thai lines, right?
Yeah. So I was saying before, and you know, we were talking before about giving your body a break, right? Mm. We're talking about, you know, kind of, I guess, a spring detox for your body and letting your liver and your kidneys just take a bit of a break from all sure. the kind of the meat and stuff. So I've put together today a healthy version on a pad thai. It's a good Asian classic. It's delicious. But this one is a lower carb alternative. So what I've done is I've put together is it's mostly carrot, zucchini and radish. And if you've got a spiralizer that kind of makes noodles out of them, then that's perfect. If you don't have one of those, then just use a vegetable peeler and you can just do ribbons. So 2 carrots, 2 zucchinis, some radish, ribbon them up or spiralize them, put them in a bowl with some spring onion, some bean sprouts and some coriander. Now, I know coriander is very controversial. Some people hate it. They call it mm-hmm. the devil's herb for mm-hmm. some reason. So whenever I encourage people to have coriander, I do it with a disclaimer of if you hate it, please don't send me hate mail. Just leave it out of the recipe, right? Simple. Mm. A little bit of tofu. And then we're going to make the sauce. So the reason this is delicious is because it is all about the sauce. So some soya sauce, a little bit of honey, some grated ginger and garlic, some lime juice, a bit of peanut butter, and then if you like it spicy, add some chili. Whisk all of that together, and what you'll get is a really delicious satay that kind of, it coats all those vegetables. So the vegetables just soak all the sauce in, mm-hmm. and that's all you need. A little bit of sesame seed on top. Yeah. A fresh squeeze of lime juice over the top, and off you go. If you want
there you go.
A scrambled egg, if you don't like tofu, that'll work mm-hmm. beautifully. Oh, yeah. And then you've got a healthy spin on an Asian classic.
Magnificent. I actually know how to use a spiralizer too.
Oh, you do? See, aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, well, when it works.
Oh.
Sometimes my spirals aren't all that fancy, but I have a go.
And leave the dishes, because one Sally Obermater will come around
that's
and wash
right,
them up.
That's right. That's right. I'll be around, everyone.
That sounds magnificent. And that's up on our website,
it
Sally?
Sure is. Absolutely. You get the wonderful. Full recipe there.
Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. Check it out. And we'll come back with more of your calls and a way, another option perhaps to help shed those unwanted kilos as we emerge from winter. That's next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, if you're taking a hammering from pain, this should help. Have a pharmacist next to you like I do with Gerald. No, Maxigesic is the option. And it's giving you the chance to win one of 2 $500 Chemist Warehouse gift cards every week for 8 weeks. Is our pharmacist good at maths? That's a total of...
Go ahead.
$28,000 in weekly prizes to be won. Okay, you stick to the script.
Yeah, I will.
For your chance to win, simply try Maxigesic from Chemist Warehouse and then head to the website, chemistwarehouse.com.au/Maxigesic, and follow the entry details. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, you can pick up Maxigesic 12s for just $4.99. So if you're taking a hammering from pain, then brighten your day and enter for your chance to win. Always read the label and use only as directed. Incorrect use could be harmful. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day. Nice to have your company Sunday morning. Well, we know these stunning facts. In Australia, 2 out of every 3 adults are either overweight or obese and trying to lose some of that weight as well. The challenge, though, is not an easy one. And joining us today with some ideas is dietitian and exercise physiologist Joanne Turner to give us some options. Hey, Jo.
Hello. Good morning.
All right. We all think about those extra kilos we're carrying. Give us some options and ways to maybe shift those unwanted kgs finally.
Well, I mean, carrying too much weight can have some pretty serious consequences, you know, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke and other chronic conditions. But I do have some good news. There are diets that can help you lose weight and they can make you lose weight fast. And one of the options is a VLCD or very low calorie diet, and that induces mild ketosis.
Jo, what's ketosis? What is that?
Well, very low-calorie diets, or VLCDs, are low in carbohydrates and high in protein, and the restriction of carbohydrates allows the body to use fat as fat stores as the energy, and this process is called ketosis, and that helps you lose weight. They're designed to bring about fast weight loss in people who are obese, and in fact, about 1 to 2.5 kilos on average per week. It is important, though, that people do check with their health professional to find out if Opti5BLCD program is suitable for them.
Joe, hi. When you talk about low calories, how low are you talking?
Well, I'm talking about 800 calories daily.
It's quite low. Is that hard to achieve? Is that, I mean, I'm sort of thinking, is that basically just two meals a day, or what is that?
No, it's not. It's not two meals a day. The Opti5 BLCD program actually covers all of the nutritional requirements that you need. Plus, you have some low starchy veggies, a teaspoon of vegetable oil, and your water. It sounds hard to do, but one of the benefits of mild ketosis on the intensive level of Opti5 BLCD program is that once you're through the first few days, which we call the 3-day challenge, you'll experience an increase in energy and a reduction in appetite, which is helping you lose weight.
That's good, because the struggle is people are going to say, I'm so hungry. So if you get through, it's rightly called a challenge, isn't it? You sort of cross over and start to really achieve the great results. What about nutrients, though? Because they're so important. We need to boost up our all the vital stuff.
Definitely. And it's important to remember that when you're on an 800-calorie diet or any diet, that you're obtaining all your macro and your micronutrients that your body needs to stay healthy. And fortunately, the intensive level of the Opti5 BLCD program takes all the guesswork out for you. It has a really great tasting range of products that are formulated in such a way that it's a nutritionally complete program. So you can be confident your body's getting the right balance of nutrition during your weight loss. It is important, though, that Opti5 BLCD is a food for special medical purposes and is for the dietary management of obesity. And therefore, it must be used under medical supervision. And so it's important for listeners to speak to their healthcare professionals to find out if the Opti5 BLCD program is suitable for them.
Okay.
Joanne, can your and good morning, it's Gerald here. Can your pharmacist guide you through this, can't he?
Look, a pharmacist can certainly, is considered a healthcare professional. So a pharmacist, a dietitian, your GP can guide you through the Opti5 program. And if you are having, troubles, that's where your healthcare professional is fantastic, because they've got all the experience. They've had lots of people have success with Opti5 BLCDs. And therefore, if you're having trouble, that's where they can problem solve some issues. You speak to your GP to make sure that it is actually suitable. Your pharmacist can go through the guidelines to make sure that it's actually suitable for you. And they're there to support you the whole way through your weight
loss
journey.
Good options. All right. Head to our website if you want to find out more. Houseofwellness.com.au will give you more info on the Opti5 VLCD program. Joe, nice to chat to you again. Thanks for that.
Great.
Let's grab some more of your calls. 131873. Jan's been standing by patiently in Peakhurst. Hello, Jan.
Joan,
we've got...
Hello, Joan. How can we help?
I've got a dry cough, no appetite, and coating on my tongue for 3 weeks.
Goodness me. By coating, it's a white coating, Joan?
Yes. Mm.
Shows that there's some digestive issues. So if you get some digestive enzymes from your pharmacist and take them for a couple of weeks, digestive enzymes, they're called. There's a number of different types, but they're essentially packages of enzymes that help you digest food properly, and therefore that coating will disappear. And that's going to help your energy as well, Joan. So that's very important. Now, the dry cough, we've had a couple of calls about cough this morning, and we go back to this being caused by mucus running down the back of your throat. So we talk about nasal health, Joan. Mm-hmm. Get a saline solution that is what's called isotonic. You need one without a preservative, because preservatives in these things cause their own issues, and use it morning and night. You will be surprised how effective that simple
nasal
solution. It's a nasal irrigation, Joan, that your pharmacist will have. And away you go. You'll be better in no time.
Good luck, Joan. Thank you for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher as well, which we'll hand out before the show is done. Nicole, coming to you in Trafalgar. And your old sort of haunt too, Jill.
Well, I wasn't a DJ like you were in those days.
You're a DJ?
Yeah,
well, radio announcer, Sal.
I pictured you at a dance party. I'm sorry.
No. Well, Trafalgar's on the way through Gippsland and the valley, right?
Ooh,
so,
nice
I was in sale for my first.
And Nicole,
Reminiscing.
What can we do for you?
Good morning. Everyone.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm 51 years old. I had a kidney removed 50 years ago as an 8-month old with a Wilms tumour.
Okay.
I guess as an adult, I now do have regular sort of testing and I'm generally in fairly good health.
Good for you.
Thank you. I do have a slightly enlarged kidney, which I'm told is normal for people with one kidney.
Because it's doing the work of two, Nicole, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I understand that many people live healthy lives, I guess, just with one kidney. Yes. But recently I did have a severe kidney infection, which probably gave me a little bit of a scare.
Okay.
And I guess my question's really just one about general maintenance. So for people living with one kidney,
yes,
you've given some good advice already this morning, but just if there is anything in particular.
Look, I think Dr. Shilpa summed it up beautifully, Nicole, which is look at your kidney health as a total package. So if you look after everything, so your pancreas for sugar, blood sugar control, your heart for your blood pressure, that by default will look after your kidneys. So it's all those things. Food that's in season. You're living in a food bowl down there, so food that's in season, plenty of exercise that's comfortable, plenty of hydration, especially to help your single hard-working kidney. And, you know, that's really the secret to the whole thing.
It's kind of a chain reaction, isn't it?
It's something we usually take for granted, but very few of us actually do.
Not just kidneys. We'll focus on liver health next as
well.
Yes,
we will.
Plenty coming up. Mm-hmm. Nicole, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah.
Stay with us. More to come to cap off your Sunday hour of Weekly Health. It's the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, available from Chemist Warehouse.
A to Z of Vitamins time. Gerald here, what are we going to look at? We've been discussing sort of spring cleans. We've looked after our kidneys. Next organ?
It's a bit of an awful day today, Ed. So we're going to talk very briefly, liver health. As Dr. Shilpa said before, all of these important filtration organs are fundamental to being well. And we've talked kidneys, and we always must refer to liver health. There are lots of foods that are so important there, and there are herbs. So milk thistle, dandelion, globe artichoke, formulations available that will help your liver function correctly. And the sort of thing that we take for granted, once again, give it some help every now and again. Or if you are that way inclined, you can regularly take these things.
Okay, good options there. It's the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy. For healthy energy and vitality, you can try New Zealand's #1 premium supplements, now available in Australia. By the way, during the week you had hundreds of emails for some rosacea info.
Yes,
I've kept you distracted, so you haven't answered them all.
Well, no, they're all answered, Ed. But if for those who wanted my two or three page information sheet on rosacea, if you've asked for it and haven't got it,
yeah,
please contact me again, because I've been away with you for 3 days. That was enough to do a person's head in. And I think I've gone through them all. But if I've missed any, I'm sorry. Let me know, please.
It sounds like you need a Phillips detox, doesn't it?
probably do.
And that's not just in spring.
You sure I'm not the hardworking, underappreciated kidney of our team?
Former DJ, yes. So what have we got on TV, Ed?
Plenty coming up. Joe Stanley's going to look at the highs and lows of women's libido on the show today. We'll discuss all those nagging spring allergies. I mean, they happen year-round, don't they? But they tend to ramp up now over the next couple of months coming up. And Bianca Chatfield, netballing superstar, now block sub-penthouser.
She's doing very well.
Is doing some stories for us. She's having a look at the really important message of loving the skin you're in, amongst, of course, the pressure of social media and how it affects your body image too. So some great topics coming up. We'll also, Sal, look at what it is to be a Velcro baby.
What's a Velcro
baby? And how to cope.
Baby?
Well, it's one that, you know, it's got separation anxiety. It doesn't want to get away from you.
Yes.
So we'll chat with Pinky McKay, who's one of Australia's
most...
she's
amazing.
Isn't she good?
Yes, she's fantastic. Great advice.
And what about Professor Clark, Graham Clark, the bionic ear man?
Yeah, he discovered or invented the bionic ear, the cochlear implant. And we can't go without giving away our... Chemist Warehouse voucher. Who's going to get it today?
This morning, Ed and Sally is Laurie from Coburg, who rang about his kidney stones. So important. So, Laurie, you this morning are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
All right, guys. Great show. Sal, thank you, hon. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sally.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody, here from the House of Wellness.